Hello and welcome to episode number 119 of the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible. Thanks for being here. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. Today we'll read Numbers 31, John 2, and Psalm 41 from the New Century Version. Numbers chapter 31. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Pay back the Midianites for what they did to the Israelites. After that, you will die." So Moses said to the people, "Get some men ready for war. The Lord will use them to pay back the Midianites. Send to war 1,000 men from each of the tribes of Israel." So 12,000 men got ready for war, 1,000 men from each tribe. Moses sent those men to war. Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, was with them. He took with him the holy things and the trumpets for giving the alarm. They fought the Midianites as the Lord had commanded Moses, and they killed every Midianite man. Among those killed were Evi, Rekem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, who were the five kings of Midian. They also killed Balaam, son of Beor, with a sword. The Israelites captured the Midianite women and children, and they took all their flocks, herds, and goods. They burned all the Midianite towns where they had settled and all their camps, but they took all the people and animals and goods. Then they brought the captives, the animals, and the goods back to Moses and Eleazar the priest and all the Israelites. Their camp was on the plains of Moab, near the Jordan River, across from Jericho. Moses, Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders of the people went outside the camp to meet them. Moses was angry with the army officers, the commanders over 1,000 men, and those over 100 men who had returned from war. He asked them, "Why did you let the women live? They were the ones who followed Balaam's advice and turned the Israelites from the Lord at Peor. Then a terrible sickness struck the Lord's people. Kill all the Midianite boys and kill all the Midianite women who have had sexual relations, but save for yourselves the girls who have not had sexual relations with a man. All you men who killed anyone or touched a dead body must stay outside the camp for 7 days. On the 3rd and 7th days, you and your captives must make yourselves clean. You must clean all your clothes and anything made of leather, goat hair, or wood." Then Eleazar the priest said to the soldiers who had gone to war, "These are the teachings that the Lord gave to Moses. Put any gold, silver, bronze, iron, tin, or lead, anything that will not burn, into the fire, and then it will be clean. But also purify those things with the cleansing water. Then they will be clean. If something cannot stand the fire, wash it with water. On the 7th day, wash your clothes and you will be clean. After that, you may come into the camp." The Lord said to Moses, "You, Eleazar the priest, and the leaders of the family groups should take account of the goods, the men, and the animals that were taken. Then divide those possessions between the soldiers who went to war and the rest of the people. From the soldiers who went to war, take a tax for the Lord of 1 item out of every 500. This includes people, cattle, donkeys, or sheep. Take it from the soldiers' half and give it to Eleazar the priest as the Lord's share. And from the people's half, take 1 item out of every 50. This includes people, cattle, donkeys, sheep, or other animals. Give that to the Levites who take care of the Lord's holy tent." So Moses and Eleazar did as the Lord commanded Moses. There remained from what the soldiers had taken 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 women who had not had sexual relations with a man. The soldiers who went to war got 337,000 sheep, and they gave 675 of them to the Lord. They got 36,000 cattle, and they gave 72 of them to the Lord. They got 30,500 donkeys, and they gave 61 of them to the Lord. They got 16,000 people, and they gave 32 of them to the Lord. Moses gave the Lord's share to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord had commanded him. Moses separated the people's half from the soldiers' half. The people got 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 people. From the people's half, Moses took 1 item out of every 50 for the Lord. This included the animals and the people. Then he gave them to the Levites, who took care of the Lord's holy tent. This was what the Lord had commanded Moses. Then the officers of the army, the commanders of 1,000 men, and commanders of 100 men, came to Moses. They told Moses, "We, your servants, have counted our soldiers under our command, and not one of them is missing. So we have brought the Lord a gift of the gold things that each of us found: armbands, bracelets, signet rings, earrings, and necklaces. These are to remove our sins so that we will belong to the Lord." So Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them, which had been made into all kinds of objects. The commanders of 1,000 men and the commanders of 100 men gave the Lord the gold, and all of it together weighed about 420 pounds. Each soldier had taken something for himself. Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from the commanders of 1,000 men and the commanders of 100 men. Then they put it in the tent of meeting as a memorial before the Lord for the people of Israel. John chapter 2. 2 days later, there was a wedding in the town of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his followers were also invited to the wedding. When all the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." Jesus answered, "Dear woman, why come to me? My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you to do." In that place there were 6 stone water jars that the Jews used in their washing ceremony. Each jar held about 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled the jars to the top. Then he said to them, "Now take some out and give it to the master of the feast." So they took the water to the master. When he tasted it, the water had become wine. He did not know where the wine came from, but the servants who had brought the water knew. The master of the wedding called the bridegroom and said to him, "People always serve the best wine first. Later, after the guests have been drinking a while, they serve the cheaper wine. But you have saved the best wine until now." So in Cana of Galilee, Jesus did his first miracle. There he showed his glory, and his followers believed in him. After this, Jesus went to the town of Capernaum with his mother, brothers, and followers. They stayed there for just a few days. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover feast, Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves. He saw others sitting at tables exchanging different kinds of money. Jesus made a whip out of cords and forced all of them, both the sheep and the cattle, to leave the temple. He turned over the tables and scattered the money of those who were exchanging it. Then he said to those who were selling pigeons, "Take these things out of here. Don't make my Father's house a place for buying and selling." When this happened, the followers remembered what was written in the scriptures, "My strong love for your temple completely controls me." Some of his people said to Jesus, "Show us a miracle to prove you have the right to do these things." Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will build it again in 3 days." They answered, "It took 46 years to build this temple. Do you really believe you can build it again in 3 days?" But the temple Jesus meant was his own body. After Jesus was raised from the dead, his followers remembered that Jesus had said this. Then they believed the scripture and the words Jesus had said. When Jesus was in Jerusalem for the Passover feast, many people believed in him because they saw the miracles he did. But Jesus did not believe in them because he knew them all. He did not need anyone to tell him about people because he knew what was in people's minds. Psalms chapter 41. Happy are those who think about the poor. When trouble comes, the Lord will save them. The Lord will protect them and spare their life and will bless them in the land. He will not let their enemies take them. The Lord will give them strength when they are sick, and he will make them well again. I said, "Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, because I have sinned against you." My enemies are saying evil things about me. They say, "When will he die and be forgotten?" Some people come to see me, but they lie. They just come to get bad news. Then they go and gossip. All my enemies whisper about me and think the worst about me. They say, "He has a terrible disease. He will never get out of bed again." My best and truest friend, who ate at my table, has even turned against me. Lord, have mercy on me. Give me strength so I can pay them back. Because my enemies do not defeat me, I know you are pleased with me. Because I am innocent, you support me, and will let me be with you forever. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He has always been, and He will always be. Amen and amen. May God bless the reading of His Word. So in Numbers today, God gave Moses one last thing to do, and He told Moses that after this, Moses would die. Now understand, Moses was an old man by this time, but he served God right up to the end. What that tells me is that God doesn't have a retirement plan. Have you noticed that in many of our churches, very few senior citizens do any ministry? They don't teach Sunday school or Bible studies. They don't do visitation. They don't serve as deacons or elders. Now, I'm sorry, but I don't see that as biblical. We see many senior citizens in the Bible being used by God. Friend, if you're not dead, God has something for you to do. Find out what it is and get busy. Now, if you're a senior and I've stepped on your toes, I'm sorry, but I have to call him like I see him. Until next time, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.